One, two, three, four!
Welcome to It's All Recruiting, the show that looks at everything through the lens of recruiting. I'm your host, Jim Stroud.
I've been speculating about this for the past few years, but it's finally official. Facebook is taking aim at LinkedIn with a new product called Facebook at Work. Facebook at Work is pretty much the same as regular Facebook, but instead of family and friends, you are connected with your colleagues at work, and the color scheme is white instead of the blue you're used to seeing. If you want to see what it looks like, too bad. It's only available to a handful of companies who are testing it out. The full-blown launch is set for later in the year, but I don't know the date. Curious thing about Facebook at Work, their director of engineering, Lars Rasmussen, says that they have been using Facebook at Work for some time, about 10 years, if I remember correctly. And it's what they use at Facebook to communicate internally. Here's a quote. Facebook at Work's strength is that we've spent 10 years and incorporated feedback from 1 billion active users, Rasmussen says. All the 1 billion active users, I guess, being the regular Facebook people. Rasmussen goes on to say, all of that information is embedded now in the same product, but adapted for different use cases, end quote. Now, I was really curious, once I read this, what Facebook was doing. I was curious as to how LinkedIn was taking the news, so I called over there. And when I called, and I listened very intently to what was being said, and this is what I heard. Yeah, I'm just kidding. But not by much. You know, just one day, well, yesterday, since Facebook announced it today on Wednesday, January 14th, on Tuesday, January 13th, LinkedIn made a few announcements of their own. LinkedIn is building a new app that will be that will let employees send in-mail to coworkers even if they're not connected. They will also be encouraging users to upload their contact information, email, phone numbers, etc., to a database that will be visible to their coworkers who are on the service. And not only that, they're building out a groups feature to help employees share content visible to coworkers only. It's all part of a larger push by LinkedIn to build more tools for intra-office use. Oh boy, this is interesting. If Facebook at Work catches on, it will be easier for Facebook to snatch LinkedIn's grip on the professional market. As of now, the conventional wisdom says LinkedIn is for work and Facebook for play. If that mindset changes, LinkedIn may be in some serious trouble. But I digress. If I were LinkedIn right now, I would, well, I'll tell you. After a word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland.
I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
So if I were LinkedIn, how would I react to Facebook at Work? I would launch a marketing campaign that basically says LinkedIn is for work, all else is play. I would then push hard to convince LinkedIn users that LinkedIn is their business identity. The same way you need a driver's license to drive a car, people should regard LinkedIn as being just as necessary. And I think you are well on your way, LinkedIn, to getting there with your profiles, recommendations, and your content. Strategy and so on. However, I would take it a few steps further. To start, I would produce a series of free tools. I would produce some free tools that integrate with a LinkedIn login that business people could use daily. For example, something like DocuSign, You know that company, DocuSign, DocuSign.com, DocuSign. Imagine someone signing an online document, a legal document like a contract, and then verifying their identity by first logging into LinkedIn. I think that would be kind of cool. It definitely will make sure people would definitely make sure their LinkedIn is kept up in that regard. Rambling. What if LinkedIn had an app like Square that facilitated business-to-business transactions? A company could log in with their company page ID, and their customer, another business with a company page ID, could go to a page and make a transaction, all verified by their LinkedIn IDs. I think that'd be kind of cool, too. I know there's already some integration with calendars, and no other examples are coming to mind, which gives me the idea that you should fund an incubator or maybe some kind of contest where you post a $1 million prize for the most innovative apps that inspire, LinkedIn is business. Yeah, that could be the tagline for the contest. You get me? I think I'm rambling now. I do that sometimes. I'm trying to get better with that. Finally, I think this is my last idea. I will launch a series of podcasts featuring your influencers and others, Jim Stroud, excuse me, who might be able to produce compelling content. Why? Well, podcast is the only content medium that can be experienced while doing something else. I mean, such being the case, people can listen to a podcast on the drive to work, waiting at the airport, or working out in the gym. In this way, your users can build a more emotional attachment to your brand. But that's just one man's opinion. What's yours? Tweet me your thoughts or leave a comment. Either way, I want to know what you think. Be sure to stay in touch with me. I have a few things on the horizons that I would like for you to know about. My blog is jimstroud.com. Please subscribe. My Twitter is @JimStroud. Please follow. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn and Google+. I'm everywhere. Until next time, bye.